Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Friday, January 19th. U.S. equity futures are extending their gains from yesterday. You have S&P futures up 17 points. That's about 35 basis points. NASDAQ futures are outperforming, up 110 points. That's about 65 basis points. And then you have Dow futures up about 63 points or 17 basis points. In Europe, you are looking at the major indices up about 20 basis points, call it. Outperformance in consumer staples, semiconductors, insurance. Then you're seeing underperformance in autos, industrials, basic resources, chemicals, and then investors are also booking profits in luxury names after the rally yesterday. And then in Asia, you saw strength in Japan. Nikkei rallied 1.4%. You saw the Taiwan TAIEX spike 2.6%, Korea traded very well, and then China and Hong Kong continue to slump. So the Hang Seng fell another 50 basis points. Shanghai Comp also dropped 50 basis points. Globally, in the last 36 hours, call it, you've seen a big pivot in tech sentiment to the positive. That was spurred in large part by the Taiwan Semi report. You also had an Apple upgrade yesterday morning. You had a upside pre-announcement out of Supermicro. SMCI is the ticker. That is an AI-focused infrastructure company. Not the largest company in the world, but one that is looked at as a key barometer of AI demand. So huge upside pre-announcement out of them last night. So you've had yesterday in the U.S., obviously, big ramp in tech stocks. You saw tech stocks rally in Taiwan and Korea overnight. Samsung, SK Hynix, Taiwan Semi, also big gains. And then you have semiconductors up again in Europe today. So that is a huge theme in the market that's continuing this morning. Other notable news items for today. J.B. Hunt earnings last night. The headline EPS number missed. A lot of noise in it. You could argue some one-time items. I think the big takeaway, though, is intermodal business saw improved volumes up 6% year on year in the quarter. The volume linearity in the quarter was also bullish. So December finished on a high note. That is looked at as a critical leading indicator for just broader economic activity. So that stock is higher because of the intermodal numbers. PPG, the paint, the coatings company, had numbers out last night as well, beat for the December quarter, spoke positively about trends that they're seeing in China and Europe. The guidance out of them for Q1 fell a bit short on EPS, but it was in line for the full year. And then the SMCI upside pre-announcement as well. No one in Europe of really note had numbers out today. On the macro front, nothing too dramatic, but economic data did skew towards the dovish end of the policy spectrum. So Germany's PPI deflation deepened in the month of December. Japan's CPI cooled a bit. And then UK retail sales were very soft for the month of December. You aren't seeing a big move in treasuries this morning. Yields are essentially unchanged. You've knocked the March expectations. So the March expectations for a rate cut at the March 20th Fed meeting have knocked down nearly to about 50-50 at this point. They're about 55%. Remember, they were about 100% at the end of December. The street is still pricing in a large amount of easing for the year in total, about 140 basis points worth of cuts. It's just, they have them starting a bit later than expectations. I write in the piece today just about how, of the big risk factors for the market, I really do not think a resurgence of inflation or a Fed that dramatically disappoints expectations on easing. I don't think that is the major risk for the market. I think the biggest risk by far is just growth and earnings falling short of expectations. I think kind of, battling inflation is really fighting the last war. I think the big question now going forward is, are earnings estimates at risk of being slashed materially? The season has barely started and the numbers have been very mixed, so it's hard to get a firm read. You've had some very encouraging numbers like Taiwan Semi. Banks have been really mixed. Definitely have downside risk to 2024 estimates out of that sector based on what companies have been posting. As net interest income falls and as credit deteriorates, and we're just kind of waiting for all the other sectors at this point. But that to me is, again, the big, as far as what could go wrong, I think it's more on the earnings front than it is on the inflation or monetary policy front. For today's calendar, you have a bunch more bank earnings, although at this point in the season, you know, we're near the tail end of the bank earnings season, so you're not really learning a lot of incremental information. Most of the bank reports, they kind of look similar as far as their broader trends. You also get numbers out of Schlumberger and Travelers today as far as non-bank earnings. Michigan inflation expectations at 10 a.m. will be watched closely. And then you have a couple of Fed speakers. I suspect the messaging from the Fed is going to be very similar to what we've been hearing now from most officials. They're going to downplay the odds of a March cut. They're going to acknowledge progress has been achieved on inflation while warning that, you know, the war is still not over as far as, battling against elevated prices. I still think that March is the more likely date for the start of rate cuts. And I still think the expectations outlined on the WIRP page are going to be a lot more accurate than what the Fed's last dot plot suggested. The Fed has been battling expectations for quarters now, and they continue to have been, they've been forced along the way to revise their stance in a dovish direction. I think that will continue. And that is everything for today, Friday, January 19th. Thank you for listening.